Tiela, the National Union of Mine Workers has called for an independent forensic investigation to be conducted at the Daulagoa gold mine in Orkney in the northwest, where four mine workers died following a rock fall on Friday. Five workers were trapped about 1,350 metres below surface following two seismic events. One of the five miners was rescued. NUM President Joseph Motsiense.
We want the recommendations from the DMR that was done after the exit of 2017. And we will want answers from mine management about the action of the property. We will want forensic investigation, not a report that is given by the mine. We want an independent forensic investigation.
Police say a man has stabbed his wife to death at Chino Village in Limpopo. The man had allegedly accused his wife of cheating and after a heated argument attacked her with a sharp object. Brigadier Mutlafela Mojapelo says angry community members later attacked him and police had to rescue him from the crowd and thereafter arrested.
The police in Vuani outside Toyando have arrested a 45-year-old suspect for brutally killing his 35-year-old wife. This as the fight against the gender-based violence is being intensified around the province and want all community members to desist from resorting to violent behavior when dealing with domestic issues.
Eskom will implement stage 2 load shedding today from 9 o'clock this morning until 11 o'clock tonight. The power utility had implemented stage 1 load shedding overnight. Eskom has asked customers to reduce demand to lessen the level of load shedding. Police visibility has increased along Durban's extended Golden Mile. The city's gearing up for what's expected to be a bumper festive season. Metro Police spokesperson Parbu Sirpasad.
Some of the plans for the festive season is saturated policing with blue light coverage and visible policing along the beachfront, along the CBDs of the city of Durban. We will be concentrating on drunken driving roadblocks, littering and disturbances on the beachfront.
And finally, German evangelist Reinhard Bonnke, who drew huge crowds in Africa over decades of preaching, has died, age 79. His family lives in the United States, but Bonnke was best known for his work with the Christ for All Nations organization throughout Africa. He became involved in missionary work in Africa at a very young age, and in 1974, founded the Christ for All Nations mission, which was headquartered in South Africa and later in Germany. Take a listen to a video of him from YouTube where he speaks about preaching in Africa.
I was dreaming. I saw a huge map of Africa. And then the next thing was Africa became washed in the precious blood of Jesus. I'm sure it was the voice of the Holy Spirit. And he cried, Africa shall be saved. And I thought, my ministry has no impact in this tiny little country of Lesotho. And now I hear God say, Africa shall be saved.
Another look at your top story at 7. The National Union of Mine Workers has called for an independent forensic investigation to be conducted at the Daulagoa gold mine in Orkney in the northwest, where four mine workers died following a rock fall on Friday.
Good morning!
Hello.
Good morning. It's 3 a.m. in the morning. Every morning.
Can I hit it in the morning?
Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy.
It's 5 o'clock in the morning.